Welcome to Wrestling Discussions. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, here to talk about WWE topics. Do you need to be inspired daily? Do you need advice on future success? If so, please tune in to Inspiring Discussions that's available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, where I discuss inspiration. So please tune in for new episodes every other week. Welcome to Wrestling Discussions, episode 19. I'm your host, Ashley Janae, and as usual, I want to give thanks to God for blessing me to do another episode, and shout outs to all of the listeners for tuning in to today's episode, which is going to be very exciting. It's because I have two guests that's with me today. So you all may remember my first guest from episode 10, that's called Memories, which was one of my favorite episodes that also featured my brother. And my second guest appeared in episode 18, part one, that's called WrestleMania 40 Predictions. And she's also a podcaster herself, alongside her husband T-Law, with a show called Law Speaks that's available on all streaming platforms. So please help me welcome my cousin Kaylin and Miss Nora Lawson to Wrestling Discussions. So how you all doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah, doing good. Yes, I'm glad to be back.
Oh yes, round two. So other than that, what did you all really think about WrestleMania 40? And I'm gonna start off with you, Nora.
Surprises, disappointments, and victories is three words I can sum it up. I was actually over my brother-in-law's house watching it. I thought I was going to be at home, but I ended up going over his house because that was actually the same day that my sister-in-law baby shower was. So we just ended up watching it after we got done with the festivities. So we were like screaming in the background, looking at it on the projector. And it was a good time.
Okay, well, that's good. I had time to watch the show, and both nights too, so
I actually watched night one at his house. I watched night two at home.
okay, nice. So Kayla, what did you think about Mania 40?
I'll say it probably is one of the best WrestleManias, you know, just based off like how everything was set up and how everything went. You know, it was a couple, you know, disappointments, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, Logan Paul to win again, you know, but other than that, everything else was cool, though. You know, we got a new champion, you know, Roman Reigns lost. I was a little upset about that, but I wasn't too mad because, you know, Cody Rhodes was able to finish his story and stuff, so I'm happy for him. And, you know, it's just a new era in wrestling now. You know, with the place taking over and Vince McMahon not in office no more. You know, it's a new era. So it's new things that, you know, we haven't seen before that's coming upon us in the wrestling. So it's kind of interesting and exciting.
Yeah, I agree. I am happy to know that we are in a different era. And I'm glad that Triple H did take over. And I must say, this WrestleMania was way better than last year.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Yeah, because last year's WrestleMania, I was upset because I didn't like the outcome. But you know what? Looking back, it made so much sense to have the outcome end the way it did last year to make it better this year.
Right.
Yeah,
so it was. So I got to say, this was a very great Mania I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And then to know that they sold out two nights in a row and they had over 100,000 people, that says it all right there.
No, it definitely
it does. Mm-hmm. Like, people are really looking forward to it, which I think is kind of cool because that just keeps the spirit of the actual, you know, event alive.
Exactly. Yep. I agree. Yep. And then now, was it everything you predicted it to be? And I'm starting off with you, Kaylin.
No, but yes and no. I expected a difference in the Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes match. I expected Cody to win, but I still wanted Roman to win, you know. But other than that, like Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair and Naomi, they winning. That was nice. That was a nice little squad when they teamed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but overall, yeah, it was kind of the outcome that I was expecting. A good WrestleMania. You know, that's what it was for real. So.
Oh, okay, cool. And what about you, Nora?
Well, you know, I was dead set on my predictions when we talked in our episode, but I did not. It was some of my predictions were right, some of them were wrong. I'm right with it with the Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. That was unexpected for me because I was like dead set on Roman Reigns. I also with the Jay Cargill that group, I definitely predicted that one. I was literally screaming when that happened at the top of my lungs. Because I was so excited.
Yeah, that was
other matches, especially when we got the cash in. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting it to be hell, but you know, I was wrong about that one. But hey, wrong or right, it was still good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. And then too, so now what was your opinion about the main event for night one when you had The Rock team up with Roman, they went against Cody and Seth? And I'm gonna start off with you, Kayla.
I'm gonna say that was a great match. I ain't gonna lie, that was a good match. To see The Rock back, you know, no homo, him still in great shape, you know, at an old age. That was a good fight, you know, him holding up and stuff, you know. But Cody and them, they put up a good fight though, Cody and Steph. You know, them going back to when, you know, Steph turned on Roman in the Shield. That storyline, you know, to put it all together, it was a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then what about you, Nora? What was your opinion about main event for the main event for night one?
It, you know what, it's similar to Kaylin's you know, answer. I mean, again, The Rock being the age that he is, like, to still be able to wrestle, that in itself is, like, a GOAT move, first of all. Second of all, him teaming up with Roman Reigns is, like, the ultimate. And then them going against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, it just kind of, like, was the icing on the cake. Because they, both teams were hungry, first of all. They did give each other a run for their money, which I really appreciated. Not just, you know, one is submitting to the other, because a lot of times that does happen. Like, even if you kind of know what's going to happen, you don't want it to see it happen like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just too predictable.
It is.
But, yeah, that's pretty much my take on it. But I'm glad that they honestly got to finish their storyline, too, because it just set them up. You know, kind of for the legacy, which I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Because you know what? For night one, I did at first think that Cody and Seth was going to win. But you know what? Looking back, it made sense for them to take their loss. So that way he could redeem himself the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because what it was doing was it was adding suspense to the storyline. Okay, Cody lost, so now it's going to be bloodline rules. And now we had the fans wondering, okay, what's going to happen? Is Cody going to retain? I mean, I'm sorry, not retain. Is he going to be the new champion? Or is Roman going to retain? So it just had everybody wondering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, and then it was funny what The Rock was doing. He thought that that Cody was done in the beginning. He kicked out. He was like, "Oh, what? Are you serious?" And then he threatened to fire the referee if he stopped counting. If he started counting, I'm like, man.
I mean, he do got a good stake in the WWE.
Yeah, he do. He said, "You keep on counting, I'm gonna fire you." Yeah, he do. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. And then of course, I'm assuming that we're night two for you all. That I'm sure you all was very happy for Cody.
Yeah.
And then too, it was an emotional match too, if you think about it.
Yeah. Not at first. For like the first 3 minutes. I was a little mad, but then after the first 3 minutes, I was cool. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna lie. It definitely had me in my feelings. Like, my feelings were on the floor.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I picked them up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a good match. It just goes to show you that, you know, Cody, he persevered though. He's beating the best. You know, this guy literally wrestled here in Chicago with a torn pec muscle and beat Seth Rollins to Hell in a Cell. So that tells you if he can do that and overcome it, then he could beat Roman Reigns.
That's
some type of pain to be enduring to do that. So mm-hmm. Kudos.
Exactly. Yes, and I knew when he hit that throw, that when he hit that third crossover or crossroads, that was over with.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean Roman. I mean I saw he wasn't finna kick out on that, but it was real nice to see them bring back the legends. They brought back John Cena, then they brought back the Undertaker, and then somebody else they brought back.
They brought back Bubba Ray.
Yeah, Bubba Ray Dudley. Yep. Yeah, and then I know Jey Uso came out and took out his brother. And then I want to say it was Seth Rollins that came out in that Shield gear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was good. I'm just glad he had some support with him. And then again, too, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. It was good that they had the Bloodline rules because he was able to have people on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was concerned about, you know, really Seth helping him out the way he wanted to, because he had just wrestled Drew McIntyre that night, and then he had wrestled in the main event the night before. So you got to think physically. Yeah. We know physically he wasn't going to be all that.
Speaking of that match.
No, that's a lot of words, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. So what were you about to say, speaking of the match?
Speaking on that match, I wasn't expecting Drew to lose that title in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. But we finna talk about that later on. So, yeah. So, and I got to say, what was your least favorite match at Mania? And I'm going to start off with you, Nora.
My least favorite match? I got to say Sami Zayn and Gunther's match. That was my least favorite match.
Okay.
It was just a big upset. I'm just like, I didn't even want to watch it no more after that. I had to take a rest. Like, I was just upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was still an interesting match, though, because a lot of people did not think Sammy was going to beat him.
Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's like he was really taking the beating, and then he going to come back at the end. So I'm like, wow, yeah. But I mean, kudos to Sami Zayn. He did. I see champion now.
I mean, so, hey, he earned the fans quest. So
yeah, he did. Yeah, he kicked the mess out of him. So what about you, Kayla? What was your least favorite match?
It wasn't really no least favorite match. I can't even lie to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it really wasn't even no least favorite match. All of them was decent.
Like,
even the women's, even with like Riley Ripley and Becky Lynch, that was decent. That was nice.
Oh,
that was one of my favorites.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, I will have to say my least favorite match was that Logan Paul fight. I was really hoping that KO or Randy Orton won.
Yeah, that was my least favorite, yeah.
Yeah, he all happy and stuff, and then he gonna knock Randy out of the ring, and then gonna pin Kevin Owens. I'm like, ain't this by the blue?
Then they had Speed on.
Speed. Yeah, oh, that was funny. Then when Speed got RKO,
that was cool.
Yeah, he was like, oof, boom, like, RKO.
Yeah.
Be like, how you do that? That was too fast.
Yeah. So yeah, that match was funny though. Yeah, and then too. So now, I know we just briefly talked about Jade Cargill, Bianca, and Naomi's match. So, how did you all feel about all three of them teaming up together?
It was good to see three black women team up together.
Yeah, it was. And that was something we never seen before, too.
Yeah, that was like history right there, first of all.
It was.
Second of all, the fact that they're all great wrestlers in their own right with their own set of skills to come together to do a match like that, that just says a lot about them.
I mean, hard work pays off, and you could tell Jay was really moved by being a part of Mania too.
Yeah.
I mean, she was even emotional coming down the ring, but then once she got
in
the ring,
I was like, I thought they would go full on cry and mess up their makeup.
Oh yeah, but she handled it good though. She had a little few tears, and that was it. After that, she got in that ring. She said, right. Yeah, I saw that, but yeah, it was nice, and I love that entrance too. I think they had Jay. I think Naomi went first, and then Bianca, and I think Jay came out last.
I'll say that was
or one, came off the float.
I'll say that was one of the best entrances for women.
Yeah, it was. I agree. Yeah, but like I said, Jade, that was a really good move to bring her over to the WWE because she deserved it. You know, she has so much to offer, and then she's going to really give people a run for their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they grabbed her because I know a lot of people was like, you know, talking about, you know, them grabbing different wrestlers from the AEW to bring them over to WWE, and I think that was one of the good ones that they bought, so.
Yeah, she definitely got skills too, and then that's gonna be really good competition for Bianca in the future. Because I still say at some point they're gonna wrestle each other. Yeah. It's just not gonna happen now.
Yeah,
but eventually.
Yeah, eventually they're gonna wrestle.
Yeah, and that's gonna be a good match for Bianca. Because if you think about, it, she got skills too, and she's very gifted at what she do. You know, she went to college, she ran track, she did CrossFit, and now she's in the WWE. And to know, and I just learned this too, I learned that Mark Henry referred both Bianca Belair and Jade to the WWE.
Well, that's right there.
So, yeah, and you see that it fits them perfect too because they excelled at it so much.
Yep, and they even got the attitudes to match. So,
yeah, they do. Yep. So, Yeah, so I was definitely excited about that. And I hope they make a poster out of that picture when they this is after they won the match and they held each other's arms up at the end. Yep. I hope it's a picture somewhere of that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna have to go look for it because that'll definitely be my wallpaper on my phone.
Exactly. So, yeah.
That's a good picture.
That's a huge moment. And then you thought that we was only gonna see Bianca Belair go against Sasha Banks to make history. We saw more than that too. That made history first, but then seeing this match at Mania with these three women, that made history even more.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it's like growing up as a kid, I didn't see two black women fight for a title. I didn't see a main event. So to see that, you know, as being a black woman, that was really important and very special to see. So, yeah, so they're going to continue. We're going to continue to keep on breaking walls, though, because that's definitely what it's all about. Now, what did you all think about Rhea retaining her title against Becky at Mania? And I'm going to start off with you, Kaylin.
I ain't going to lie. I wanted Becky to win, but like I said, I wasn't mad that Riley won because, like I said, they started a new era, but she just got hurt. So
yeah, I heard.
She got hurt, so she had to get rid of her championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. In that case, Becky could have won.
I know.
Yeah, for real. Becky really could have won it.
Yeah, she could have. I thought she was going to win, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what about you, Nora? I think you predicted that this was going to happen.
Yeah, I did, because I was going through my predictions. I did predict this one. Mm-hmm. The reason why I was crying and falling out on the floor. But I was like, I was right.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is, though, a lot of people didn't know that Becky Lynch was actually sick with strep throat.
Yeah, she was.
Like a week before she actually wrestled. So for her to actually come up there, props to her. Because having strep throat and a fever is not for the weak. Had it before. Mm-mm. It sucks. Oh, like a hard time.
Oh, but yeah, I'm sure.
I'm definitely glad that Rhea won, to be honest, because I wanted her to win so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, none of those crazy backhanded moves get her down either. So,
yeah, I gotta say, that was a good fight, and what a way to open up Mania, too.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, like, that was, yeah, and I love their outfits, too. That's one thing I love about Mania is the outfits.
It's definitely the outfits, because it was it's the hair and the outfits for me. Because, lo and behold, that big old long braid that's bejeweled.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? I need that. I need that braid in my life.
Yeah, but yeah, that was a good match. You know, Rhea definitely came a long way.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. You know, she went from wrestling at 15, and then to her being in her late 20s to being, you know, to being a very great women's champion. It says a lot. So she has come a long way. So it's just sad that she's going to be out of action for now. But, you know, now it's going to give opportunity to Becky to redeem herself now that she's the champion now. I can't wait until Rhea comes back, because I do know she's going to go after Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Now that's going to be a sight to see.
Exactly. It is. Yeah, so yeah. So what was y'all thoughts about the match between Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso? And I'm gonna start off with you, Nora.
I don't know what to think about that, because they had to have them go against each other, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about them going against each other, but I guess it was necessary for the storyline, to be honest.
They
go against each other. But I mean, it was a decent match.
Yeah, it was.
There was a lot of tightrope flinging and, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was a good match though. But I had a feeling that Jey was definitely gonna win. Yeah. So now, what about you, Kayla? What did you think about the match?
I'll say it was a good match. It was a good match.
Yeah, because it's like you ain't seen brother versus brother since Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, or Owen Hart or Bret Hart.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Matt Hardy or Jeff Hardy, though, but it definitely was good, though.
That match, I ain't gonna lie, that match was funny. He was like, please, don't do this. Don't do this. And then Jeff still did the move.
Yep, and Dean had to get recovered after a pinfall. I'm like, man, that's nuts. Like, how?
Yep. So now, what were y'all thoughts about Damian Priest cashing in that Mania to become the champ? And I'm gonna start off with you, Nora.
That's the one I did not expect. I did not expect for him to cash in. I thought he was gonna hold it.
Yeah, because I think I predicted. I had a feeling
you
that
did
he was
say
gonna
that
do
he was
something.
Gonna cash in.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Wrong. Yeah, next thing you know, Drew celebrating and stuff like he done did something, which he did. And next thing you know, you hear the Judgment Day music and you see Damian running out with a briefcase. It was over with.
I was like, oh Lord!
Right, even like, Drew.
No,
Drew
going to it. Don't cash it in.
Yeah, but that was the right place to do it. You think about it, Seth Rollins can do it. Why not Damian Priest do it?
You got a point. You got a point.
Yeah, because that was crazy how Seth did it. Thought that was unexpected. I didn't see that coming. But definitely with Damian, I kind of felt in my spirit he was gonna do something. And to know that he's he comes after Pedro Morales as being a world heavyweight champion after a while, that says it all too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now what about you, Kayla? What was your thoughts about Damian cashing in at Mania?
That was shocking. I wasn't expecting it. I ain't gonna lie, I forgot he was even still Money in the Bank. He still had it.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. And then I just keep him running down the ramp. Drew McIntyre over there talking to CM Punk instead of just getting out of there.
Yeah, I know. He like, sure was. And you know, that's gonna be another rivalry, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah. They bring it back all the old wrestlers.
And they need to. I mean, sometimes what they say, old is better than new. Yeah. And like I said, in my opinion, in my era growing up, the Attitude Era and Ruthless Aggression Era will always be one of the greatest eras of wrestling.
Yeah, they bringing out the OGs. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So that's definitely gonna be cool there to do. Now, did you all watch the WrestleMania press conference?
No, I ain't watched the press conference.
No, I didn't get to see the press conference either.
Oh, okay. So yeah, basically they did. I know they interviewed Damian Priest, and they were just basically talking about his title reign, and he was basically proud of his accomplishments, and I could tell. And truth be told, I didn't mind seeing him as champion, because sometimes you get tired of seeing the same champions over and over again.
So to finally
see him go ahead and do it, that was cool too. And then he talked a little bit about his background. He said he was homeless at one point, and I didn't know that.
Mm.
Yep. And then he had basically worked his way up, and then you see where he's at now.
Yeah.
And then they had interviewed Jay Cargill, and then they interviewed Bianca and Naomi too. So you could tell they all three of those women were proud of what they did that night. You know, doing something that I would have only dreamed of could happen.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, you could tell too, and that's definitely a real good situation too. And then you all know about Backlash tonight.
Ooh, my father just sneezed. Yeah, it was. I think it was on right now because they in France.
Yeah, it's on right now. It's probably because I do know that Bianca and Jay was supposed to go against the Kabuki Warriors for the World Tag Team.
They won.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna have to see the match then. But yeah, I was expecting for them to do it though. So now they made history again, becoming the Black women's becoming the second Black women's tag team champions.
Yeah, I think it was over about an hour ago.
Yeah, I think Cody won too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's good. So if you think about it, the first time, it was Naomi and Sasha Banks that became the first Black women's tag team titles. Now to see Jade and Bianca doing the same thing, that's good. Mm-hmm. And they're going to make a great team, though. I saw that. But only thing is, I just want to know how long are they going to be the champions for?
Probably a good little minute. They might give him a good title reign, hopefully.
I hope so too. Yeah, what about you, Nora?
Yeah, I think it's definitely gonna be a good title reign. I'm definitely have to look at the highlights of Backlash though, because like you said, they in a whole nother country, so
Oh yeah. But I'm happy though to know that Jade and Bianca are new champions.
Yep.
So now, what are y'all thoughts about Solo Sikoa being the new leader of the Bloodline?
It's gonna lead to another storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was seeing something on Twitter, you know, what they were talking about, like Roman coming back, and then him and Jimmy Uso and the Uso, they all coming back and having their Bloodline, like the original Bloodline. Because, you know, now I guess Solo started his new Bloodline, so.
Yeah, because he got his cousin that's in it now.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them. That's crazy.
I'm trying to see where they're going to take it in terms of, like, this new Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see how it plays out, to be honest. Just as of yet, because it's still, like, what, 3 weeks new?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, we'll see though. But it's like Paul Heyman don't even have no more control. And you would have thought with him being the right hand man, he would have some control.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then it's so bad that they beat up Kevin Owens real bad too. I think his cousin, I think it's Tamu Tonga or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had crashed into Kevin Owens' car, and then he had cut his head on the side. And then he was just attacking him. And then the general manager said, y'all need to get this under control. This is unacceptable. So I'm curious to know exactly what's going to happen next with this stable. Because it seemed like Solo was he's unstoppable right now with him and his cousin. Yeah. And now it's like we just got to think, how is Roman going to take this?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Uh-huh. And then, so speaking of that, how long do you all think he's going to be away from the WWE? And I'm going to start off with you, Kaylin.
What is it? May, June, July, August, September, October, around November.
So you think October? So you thinking he may come back for Survivor Series?
Around now. Yeah, you know how it be right before, you know, right before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Let's start WrestleMania 41.
Yeah, I and you know what? That's a good point, too. I think it does make sense to bring him back at around that time.
Yeah.
Because I heard he's working on a movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I ain't hear about that. That's nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about you, Nora? How long you think he going to be away from the WWE?
That was going to be my same answer before the end of the year. Like, definitely right in time for Survivor Series and, you know, for the next WrestleMania to happen. So, look, I definitely want to see him in Survivor Series, though.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. Now who do you think he might battle at Survivor Series?
Oh, no.
Because you know what? The Rock, I heard The Rock is supposed to come back. He's taking a break now.
But that's what I'm saying. Right before the end of the year, they all going to come back.
Yeah, because y'all took a break after this big event.
Exactly, yeah. And then this is the Mania where I think that Roman and The Rock is going to fight each other now.
It's in, WrestleMania 41.
Yeah. Oh, you heard it's in Sin City?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Yep.
Las Vegas about to be turned.
It is. And you know what? They haven't been to Las Vegas since WrestleMania 9, and that was back in 93.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm like, so it's been 30 years since they've been there. So I'm assuming they're going to be wrestling at the Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, Legion Stadium.
Okay,
yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, it is going to be nice. Because I know with the first one, WrestleMania Now was there in 93. They was wrestling somewhere around the Caesar's Palace outside. It was like a big old parking lot they was wrestling in. Mm. So to see them go from a parking lot to a stadium.
Yeah, I thought they would have did it at like the MGM stadium that they got for like the concerts and stuff. But Fusion would probably make more sense for that just because I don't know if it holds more people or if it's just a better venue overall.
It might be both.
Yeah, I think it holds way more people than MGM Grand. That's the new stadium. It's probably gonna be about 100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely holds more people.
Definitely gonna be like 100,000.
Yeah, and that's gonna be a real big event too, though. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, I'm hoping that The Rock and Roman fight at that Mania, but yep. I'm hoping something happens to where Bianca and Jay fight at that Mania in Vegas.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, because like I said, I mean, the way Jade is wrestling now, it's like she's unstoppable. And Bianca sees that, too. So she already know whenever she do challenges Jade, it's not going to be an easy battle for her.
Right.
She can't get the job done, but it's going to be she's going to have to really study her very well.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the way she handled the damage control when she made her debut on SmackDown, yeah, she already knew that she was gonna be a challenge.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So I'm hoping that happened though. So yeah, that's gonna be cool too. And I was gonna so back to Roman. So once he makes his return, do you all think he might return as a babyface or a heel? And I'm gonna start off with you, Nora.
Say that one more time.
So once Roman Reigns returns, do you think he'll be a babyface or a heel?
What is that?
So the good guy or bad? So babyface, good guy, heel.
You know, I don't know. I kind of want to say he might be a babyface. I think he might be a good guy, and I think he won't be a good guy to be a good guy. I think he's gonna be a good guy, a bad guy fronting as a good guy. So
yeah, true.
That's what I think.
I'm with you on that one too. He'll return as a baby face, but then it's like he gonna have them heel tactics.
Yeah,
he gonna still be doing, you know, he got a move called the drive by where he just run around and then he kick you on the side of the head. So I think that's what's gonna happen. He'll be a baby face and then he'll have some heel tactics though.
Yeah.
Now what about you, Kayla? What do you think?
The same.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be more for like we said, like I said, he probably gonna team up, you know, and his cousins with like the Usos.
They're
at one point.
Right, and now with Jimmy, okay, since he's out of the bloodline now, do you all think he might be a heel or a babyface? And I'm gonna start off with you, Nora.
Now him, I really don't know. I think he may come back as a heel, just because he did get kicked out. So I think he may have some, some unresolved anger that he goes. But it might be the opposite. I don't know. That's just kind of just what I think, just based on what happened.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that'd be cool then to see. Cause I'm kind of with you on that one too. He's gonna turn as a he's gonna come back as a heel. He's coming out the solo first, so they could do another brother versus brother match.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking is gonna happen too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. So now I want to talk a little bit about Cody Rhodes. So now, how long do you all think he's gonna be champion for? And I'm gonna start off with you, Kaylin.
I'll say, till about WrestleMania.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say it's about next WrestleMania.
Okay. What about you, Nora?
I mean, ideally, I would say to the next WrestleMania, but it might be up before then. If somebody comes and challenges him.
Yeah, because you never know. Brock Lesnar might be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Look, come on, Brock.
Nah, for real though. I do take that back. I do take that back. Somebody might do challenge him.
Yeah. Because he has beaten Brock too, so I had to think about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brock was putting him through hell. He still managed to beat him. And then he even earned Brock's respect at the end.
Right.
So that was good. So, but I think, in my honest opinion, I think Cody is gonna be champion until next year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to hold it as long as Roman did. No. But I say he'll hold it long enough until next year. Yeah. But the question is, who would he probably drop the title to? If Roman and Rock might face each other at next year's Mania, who do you all think would be a perfect fit for him? And I'm going to start off with you, Kaylin.
I don't know, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. It's too early to pick.
Yeah. What about everybody, you, Norm? You said what you
said. Like, everybody gonna try and challenge him. Like, we still gotta see who's gonna come back and stuff. So, and it's still early in the year. He just won it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So, what about you, Nora? Any ideas who might be the next champion after Cody?
You know what? Like, I'm with Kaylin. Like, it's early. So it's kind of hard to say who's going to be the next champion because we got to, one, we got to see how storylines play out. That's the first thing. Two, we got to see who's going to challenge who because we still got, like you said, Backlash that just finished up and things like that. So we got to kind of see what's going on with the other matches. You still got SummerSlam and all these other ones that you got to do. So we still got to see, what happens with those to kind of determine who may be the next champion. That's just what I was going for because I was like, we got quite a few matches before, and events before, WrestleMania happens again.
That's true. But you know what? I have a prediction, and this one, it just came to me, and it makes so much sense. I think it's going to either be Roman or The Rock to take the title from Cody, and the way they should probably do it, okay, so Mania is two nights now. So what they can do is the first night have Roman and The Rock face each other. Whoever wins will face Cody Rhodes at night two of Mania. So I'm thinking the way they're going to script this is they'll have it to where The Rock beats Roman and then Rock is going to go to Mania. And I think he's going to be the one to take the title from Cody. That's my prediction as to how he's going to lose the title.
So you said it's going to be flip-flop for what it was this year.
Right, basically.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. And then it makes sense because if you notice, Rock said this is the night after Mania when he went to Raw. He had told Cody, I do want to challenge you for that. It's like he didn't say it, but he kind of said something to let him know, I do want to fight you for that title. And he said, this is not over with. And then he also, because you got to look at it, Cody did let The Rock hold that belt on his shoulder too. So now that's giving The Rock a reason to want to fight Cody for the title.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. Now
if he do take it, lo and behold.
Exactly. Because I would love to see Cody and The Rock fight each other. Because I still say they have some unfinished business. So I'm thinking it's got to be either The Rock or Roman to do it. I don't see nobody else doing it.
Nah.
So I think that should be how they do it. Night one, whoever wins, go against Cody at night two. So, yeah, I think that'd be a good one. So now, what are y'all thoughts about okay, so you all know with Finn Balor, that's Damian Priest's partner with Judgment Day. So I'm sure you all know Finn was the first ever Universal Champion, and he never lost that title. He had to relinquish it due to injury. So in your honest opinion, do you see Finn turning on Damian Priest to try to challenge him for the title, or do you all think he's going to ask some man-to-man to challenge him for the title? And I'm going to start off with you, Nora.
I don't think he's going to turn on him. I think he's going to just ask him straight up. In regards to the title. I just don't see him turning, like, at all to try to get that title.
Okay.
You know, hey, if you want to get it fair as well.
Yeah. And I think they would have a great rivalry, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Because I know deep down Finn wants a shot at that title.
And he should have it, but it should only be fair and square, though.
I agree.
Not you turning on somebody to get it. No. It needs to be, look, y'all fight, whoever win, and that's it.
yeah, that's it. We'll see. Now, what about you, Kayla? What are your feelings about how Finn would challenge Damian for the title?
I feel like I feel like he'd probably ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he'd probably ask him, but you know how WWE is. He might, you know, turn on him. You might ask him, though.
Yeah, but here's what I think might happen. I think they're going to get into a disagreement because if you think about it, you know, Judgment Day is short some members. Of course, they short Rhea Ripley. They short Dom. And then only people they have left is Damian, JD, and then they have Finn. So I think at some point, Finn is going to get fed up, and I think Damian is going to get fed up too, and they're going to have some words with each other. Because if you think about it, Finn, of course, Damian wants Finn to win some matches, of course. And I think if Finn don't win some of the matches Damian want him to win, it's going to lead to tension between Damian and Finn. So I think, in my opinion, they're going to get into a disagreement, and I think Finn is going to get fed up, and then he's going to turn his back on Damian, and it's going to become a heated rivalry, and he's going to say, I want to challenge you at SummerSlam for that title. So I think, in my opinion, they're going to fight each other possibly at SummerSlam, but I think Finn is going to go ahead and just get tired of him, and then he's going to turn on him. So that's my opinion on how it could possibly go down.
Okay.
I actually like that plot. Mhm. Yeah, they getting into it, and then they getting tired. Finn go ahead and finally do something about it, and then they challenge for the title. Yeah. And then it would have been nice if Rhea was. I'm hoping Rhea could be clear at that time too, because they can make it interesting by making her the special guest referee, and you know she got to do it fair and square too. You got to look at it. She's cool with Damian and she's cool with Finn. So to have her in that match to referee it, I think that'll be nice.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be a good one. I think they should have Finn and Damian wrestle at Hell in a Cell. Well, in the Hell in a Cell match, too.
Mm.
So I think that'd be really good, but they still have it to where Damian retains the title. I don't think he should drop it to Finn like that, but at least have it to where, okay, they get into a fight and then Damian still retains the title And of course, you know, they cool or whatever, and they go their own separate ways. Because I think, in my opinion, at some point, Judgment Day is going to kind of do their own thing. I think it might happen later this year or next year, where they just disband them. So we got to see. But yeah, but I'm excited, though. Like I said, I'm excited about where wrestling is at now. You know, it's such a good move that Triple H had took over, and it's doing very well.
They're not gonna let the WWE die. No time soon.
Mm-mm. Oh yeah, they doing well. Then it was a smart move to branch the WWE and UFC together too.
Yes.
Definitely a good move. All right, so now this is when it's gonna get fun. Now, so now we're gonna play a game called Guess the Wrestler by Their Nickname. So I'm just basically gonna name a nickname. And then you all tell me which superstar am I referring to.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Right. So for question number one, the game.
Triple H.
Yep. HBK.
Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Yep. Doctor of Thugonomics.
Doctor of Thugonomics.
Oh my God. I know this.
I don't know what that
is. Oh, it's on top of my tongue. Oh, John Cena.
Yep, uh-huh, yep.
I was thinking about somebody else. I was like, no, that ain't it.
Right. Yeah, because, that was a little bit before your time, but yeah, he was known as the Doctor of Thugonomics. Because he started battle rapping people and stuff.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so you all should get this one, The People's Champ.
John Cena.
The Rock, of course.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I said John Cena. The Rock.
Yeah. So, the Texas Rattlesnake.
Stone Cold.
Yep, uh-huh. Yep. The Dirtiest Player in the Game.
Randy Orton?
Uh-uh, nope.
Not Randy Orton.
My man. Two claps and a Ric Flair.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the Nature Boy. Yeah. Okay, so y'all should get this one. The Tribal Chief.
Roman Reigns.
Yep. The Architect.
That's Steph Rollins.
Yep, uh-huh. The Irresistible Force.
Oh, my God. This on the tip of my tongue.
You trying to stop us.
Irresistible force. Oh my God. It's like a group, ain't it?
Nope.
Oh my. Braun Strowman.
No.
Nia Jax?
Nia Jax, okay. Yep.
I have to think hard about that one.
Yeah. I was like,
Okay, so The Storm.
Let's see. That's Jay Cargill, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Okay, so y'all should get this one. The EST.
My brain's going blank. Bianca Belair.
Yeah, Bianca. Bianca Belair.
Did somebody say Bianca Belair?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. So
I was like, going blank.
Yeah. The American Dream.
That's Cody Rhodes.
It's my God.
American Dream.
No, I know who it is. It's on the tip of my tongue. And it's from my era.
Dusty
who?
Rose.
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah. Now y'all should get this one. The American Nightmare.
That's Cody.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. What about Field of Glow?
That's Naomi.
Yep, it is. Yep. Yep. What about The Legend Killer?
That's right.
Yeah, and what else do he go by besides The Legend Killer?
The Viper.
Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, Randy Orton?
Yeah. The Empress of Tomorrow.
What?
I don't know who that, who is that?
Well, I'm going to give you all a hint. She was a former tag team champion.
Say it again?
She was a former tag team champion.
No, I'm saying the name.
Okay.
Oh, the Empress of Tomorrow.
Oh, but she went up against Jade Cargill and them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I wasn't going to get that.
Wait, what's her name again?
Asuka?
Asuka or...
It's Asuka? A-S-U-K-A. I think it's Asuka. Or
Oscar. Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. No, I wasn't gonna get that one.
No. So what y'all should get this one, The Biggest Little Man.
Hornswoggle?
No.
Right back?
Nope.
Oh, no, The Biggest Little Man, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Now y'all should get this one, The Man.
That's Becky Lynch.
Yep, uh-huh. What about The Dead Man?
That's Undertaker.
Yep.
I mean,
what yeah, it makes sense, yeah. What about The Nightmare?
Is that Kane?
Uh-uh, no. Ooh,
The Nightmare.
No.
I don't know. Sting?
Yeah, a hint. Nope. I'm going to give y'all a hint. She just wrestled at WrestleMania.
Oh, Rhea Ripley.
Yep. Uh-huh. The Nightmare, a.k.a. Mommy. Now, y'all should definitely get this one. Latino Heat.
I mean, if you don't get Eddie Guerrero, what you doing?
Okay, right, exactly. Is that
what you
right? Yeah, now what about the eighth wonder of the world?
The eighth wonder of the world.
Okay, he's a wrestler from the 80s.
Yep,
he was with Ric Flair and them.
Oh, no,
no, or was he before Ric Flair? Is it Andre the Giant?
Yep, it is. Yep. Now, what about the ninth wonder of the world?
Now, see, now that's doing too much.
Who is that? Ninth wonder of the world.
What?
Well, I'm going to give y'all a hint. She was the first woman to enter the men's Royal Rumble.
Ooh. What's her name?
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah. The one that I idolized the most, Chyna.
Yep, it was Chyna, yep. Yeah, rest in peace to Chyna and Eddie. Right?
Look.
Yeah. What about the boss?
You said the boss? That's The Rock.
Uh-uh, nope.
Now you're trying to make my brain work.
That's wrong.
Nope.
The boss. Paul Heyman?
Nope.
Damn.
Is it a woman?
Yep.
The boss. I say Becky Lynch?
Yeah, we said her earlier.
Sasha Banks?
Yep, there you go. Yeah, I had to throw Sasha up in there.
I was like...
I just had to think for a minute.
Yeah. Now, y'all should definitely get this one, The Big Red Machine.
That's Kane.
Yep, that was Kane. Yeah,
that was Kane. Okay, I said Kane too early. My bad.
Yep. Yeah. So that was really fun, and that was the last question too. Yeah. So yeah, y'all did good.
Yeah, that was
some stuff you have to remember, but yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
I'm up there trying to work my brain out.
That's yep.
Nah, that was fun though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. So anything else you all want to leave to the listeners?
No, thank you for listening. That's pretty much it. Go and subscribe.
Yeah. And and what about your social media?
Oh, go and follow me at Kaylin.Finesse_. That's it.
Okay. What about you, Nora? Anything else you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, of course, listen to Law Speaks. We drop every Saturday at 12 a.m. And our social media, you can follow me at Honeychild. That's on Instagram. That's HoneChild. And my husband, Terrell, a.k.a. T-Law. Literally, Terrell, a.k.a. T-Law, is his Instagram. You can also follow us on Facebook at
Lost Beats Podcast. Okay. Well, I got to thank you all so much for being a part of this episode.
No problem. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nah, no worries. So I'm thinking we got to definitely get together for SummerSlam because that's another WrestleMania of the summer.
Nah, yes, dude. Because I mentioned it. So we got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. SummerSlam it is. Yeah. Yeah. So other than that, thank you. Yes. Huh? What you say?
I said we got two. We could do some boxing too, if you want to.
Yeah, because I know Mike Tyson finna fight Jake Paul or something.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about that too. But Javonte Davis and Frank Martin. That's June 15th. That's gonna be a good one. They had their press conference today. It was heated. It's gonna be a good one.
Okay,
ooh, I gotta go back and watch that press conference.
Yeah, that was heated.
Now what's his name again?
Javonte Davis.
Javonte Davis, okay.
And Frank Martin.
Frank Martin, okay. Yeah, we definitely got to talk about that. So, yeah, we could do that, talk about that, and then also, too, talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, we going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, thank you all so much again.
No problem. Thank you.
Of course.
No problem. Definitely got to do this again. So that's going to do it for Wrestling Discussions, episode 19. I would like to thank my cousin Kaylin and Miss Nora Lawson for stopping by, discussing their thoughts about Mania and Backlash. And shout outs to all of the listeners for tuning in. And episode 20 will be dropping soon. And I do have some merch if anyone is interested. I will leave the info in the description box. And you all can follow me on Instagram at BlueShades1993. X at AshleyJanae93, and you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at AshleyJanae. Again, thank you all so much. Stay safe and God bless you all.